Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you joining us here. Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to listen to our featured guests. And we have a fantastic guest for you. He graduated from Clemson. He became a team captain in his first year at Coastal Carolina. It's none other than Sterling Johnson. Sterling, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
I'm having a good day today. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. We're traveling. We're getting ready to go down to the East-West Shrine Game. So you know that. You were just down in Texas for the Gridiron Showcase. We were talking about that a little bit before we went live. Kind of share with the audience what that experience was like for you. Kind of you get to showcase your skills and kind of, you know, shake hands and make some eye contact with these NFL scouts.
It was a cool experience. I really liked it. I liked how it was a bunch of different guys for different schools, conferences, levels of football. Excuse me. I also really liked how the scouts and other guys, you know, play personnel guys, were able to be able to see there, you know, stand in line and see me go through a practice as well as the other guys. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's definitely, it's again, a fantastic opportunity for anybody in your position. I'm curious, what's the transition like? You know, you graduate from Clemson, you move on to Coastal Carolina. And I, when I saw that you became the team captain, I thought that really showed a lot of character for you to kind of step in a program, you know, year one, and people kind of, you know that they're a guy that, you know, they can rally around and kind of look up to. What was that transition like for you?
It was a pretty easy transition when I got to Coastal. I'd say that, you know, it was just a few things that were happening there that, you know, weren't necessarily happening at quite as often at Clemson. Like, you know, just minor things such as guys being missing classes, things like that. And I think coming in, just trying to preach to guys, hey, you know, let's try to do the right things off the field too. You know, had a part to play in me being the captain.
And that's pretty impressive. I'm curious, I mean, growing up, did you play Pop Warner Pee Wee, and were you the bigger, better kid all those years, or did you kind of grow into the body that you have now?
No, I started playing in middle school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So kind of take us through, how did you find yourself kind of playing on that D-line?
Yeah, so I played nose guard and three technique, basically, and defensive end, basically the entire D-line all throughout middle school through high school. And then I played O-line in middle school, and then when I got to high school, I didn't play O-line anymore. So it was always just strictly D-line from there.
Nice. That's excellent. And then, obviously, I mean, you start your career out at Clemson. What was it like just being part of that? I mean, one of the most recognizable, successful teams over the last decade, and you were part of it, national champions as well, I believe. What's it like being a part of that process?
I mean, it was amazing. It was really good just being able to, you know, witness something like that happen and then be a part of it as well. Because, you know, you only really get 4 or 5 years to get a national title, and then even with that being said, even if you're at a powerhouse program, that doesn't mean necessarily promise. So it was amazing, you know, to be able to do that.
Definitely. And I'm curious, I mean, we ask all the guys that come on the program, and these scouts are kind of breaking down tape. You're in that film room with them. I mean, what are they going to love about what you bring to that defensive front? I mean, what are those skills that they're going to kind of, you know, say, man, Sterling, you do this really, really well?
Then they're going to like the way that my first step, and then like the way that I play with my length, considering how long my arms are. And I think those are two traits that can help me separate myself once I hone in on some other things as well.
Nice. Anything go unnoticed? We just asked this. I mean, you could be a, you know, we know you're a team captain. Maybe you're a film junkie, weight room warrior. You know, what are some of the intangibles that we won't see on tape that just are a big benefit to you that these guys need to know about?
I think my ability to be able to talk to the guys and keep our heads in the game and keep composed, you know, when things aren't going, you know, necessarily our way.
Nice. It's a great answer, man. Like I said, we, you know, we asked, we have a ton of guests each, you know, each day, but that's a fantastic response. This one's cliche, and I'm sure you get it a lot, but, you know, Monday Night Football's going on. Maybe your, you know, family, friends give you a ring, text you. When they're watching somebody at the next level, do you get comparisons to anybody that's in the National Football League right now?
Not necessarily. I just kind of get always, man, I hope to see you out there, you know, in the next year kind of deal. But no exact comparisons.
Definitely. Man, it goes by in a blink of an eye. And like I said, I mean, you're off to doing all the things of being in this process, you know, training and getting in your peak position, getting ready for pro days, private workouts. Is it a surreal part of your life right now, or just it's something you've been waiting for so long, you're just glad it's here?
It's a little bit of both, but I'm definitely appreciative, and I feel blessed being the position that I'm in to know that, you know, kind of my destiny is kind of in my own hands at this point, you know, considering my work ethic and other dynamics that will have to do, you know, with me playing at the next level. So it's exciting.
I'm sure it has to be fantastic, man. Hey, man, we appreciate you stopping by. We're almost out of time, but we just want to end the show. We always like to ask a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, that's cool.
All right. Now, this one could be on your Clemson team or your Coastal Carolina team. Who had the goofiest nickname and how'd they get it?
probably my teammate Cheese at Coastal, because they got the name Cheese because he said he had a lot of butt. So my other teammate started calling him Cheese. Is it head cheese? It's a, yeah, it's pretty weird.
That's fantastic. How about this one? And again, you said you were at two schools to allow you. You had Coach Sweeney, and you got Coach Chadwell. Does anybody do a great impersonation of either one of those coaches, and would they do the impersonation in front of them?
Yeah, Coach Corn did a great one. Coach Chadwell actually. Last camp during one of the days. He did it in front of the team, and that was pretty funny. It was pretty accurate.
That's awesome. And then the final one, we think this is the question you guys enjoy answering the most. Sterling, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to lunch?
Who am I going to invite to lunch? She's older, but Eva Mendez. I would take her out.
Man. There's nothing wrong with that, man. That's a good one, man. I don't hear it that much, but, again, nonetheless, that's a top shelf response. Hey, Sterling, fabulous career. And, again, we'd like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing some time with us today.
Yeah, man, no problem. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Sterling Johnson, the standout. Graduated from Clemson, working on his master's at Coastal Carolina, and now he's off towards that next level that we call the National Football League. If you want more info of him, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, big shout-out again to Sterling for joining us here on the C2P.